Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. This Read the Word today is going to be one of the most important Read the Words that we're ever going to do. I don't know. I probably say that about all of them. So what I got to do is, hang on just a second. What we got to do is this one here is all of the verses about many verses about the Gentiles, about Jesus. This is our assignment. You'll never be ashamed. God's promised us double for the shame. This is the set of verses that's all about you and I, the ecclesia of the church, the body of Christ. And these are powerful forces in the book of Isaiah. And so we welcome you. We're glad to have you here with us. We've got a new prayer that we're praying, opening prayer. It's right there in the notes of Blog Talk Radio and in the notes of YouTube. All you got to do is look in there, and you'll be able to see it. All right? Here we go. Pray with me. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration. As your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, we are, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled me with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in my life. I receive your guidance this time of ministry. Our lives will be changed forever by the word of God, so that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 59. Now, there we go. Here we go. I think these are some of the greatest verses of the whole Bible right here. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Many people in this day don't believe that that's God because of the cross and because of salvation and all of that, but sin separates from the presence of God because no unholiness can be in his presence. Verse 3, for your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongues have muttered perversity. No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. They hatch viper's eggs and weave the spider's web. He who eats of their eggs dies, and from that which is crushed, a viper breaks out. See, this is some severe judgment against people who have gone astray and stopped following after God. Their webs will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their works. their works are works of iniquity, and the acts of violence is in their hands. Look at this. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked path. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. There's a lot of people right now, because of the abortion issue, that are ending up on the wrong side of this picture. To murder your baby is sin, it's crime, it's wicked. It is. See, when they have a baby and let it lay there and die from not feeding it, that's wickedness. But that's exactly what you see Israel in this chapter right here. You don't have to believe the Bible, but you will stand before this God and he will judge you by this book. And this is what God is speaking about right here, is his own people, the children of Israel, were sacrificing their children to a false God. And that's what he just rebuked. Well, verse 9. Therefore, justice is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. We look for light, but there's darkness. For brightness, but we walk in blackness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. We're dead men in desolate places. We all growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. We look for justice, but there is none. For salvation, but it's far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. Guys, nobody can give you permission to call something that God called sin and an abomination, not sin, an abomination. Nobody can give you that permission. I don't care who they are. Our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. 13. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter, so truth fails. He who departs from evil makes himself a prey. This is the day we live right now. The Redeemer of Zion. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw there was not a man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness, it sustained him. His righteousness is what sustains you and me. He put on righteousness as a breastplate, the armor of the Lord, Ephesians chapter 6 right there. Put on the helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing. The garment of vengeance. God put on a garment of vengeance. He was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. The coastlands he will fully repay. So they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west, that's us, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, or when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. The Redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord. As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant. My spirit who is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time and forever. God is the most loving God there is. And even though you may have done wrong, he will receive you. He will. You just have to turn to him and walk in the paths of righteousness. Isaiah chapter 60. Oh, this is one of the greatest chapters of the whole Bible. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Watch this. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. God is saying by the Holy Spirit, God is saying by the Holy Spirit that to all of us, even us Gentiles, arise and shine. God's glory wants to be seen on you. What's the glory? His righteousness. We just saw it in the last chapter. He put his righteousness on as a shield. And people are like, yeah, but Pastor, I don't know how to be righteous. You will never know how to be righteous, because in your own strength, you have no ability to produce righteousness. But when you receive Jesus' righteousness, that he willingly gives you and makes you into his righteousness, now you get to be righteous. You might say, I don't even understand it. I know I got 10 videos that will help you understand it. Just listen to them. Not like you got to listen to them all at once. Send me an email. I'll make sure to get it to you. Let's get back to this. I'm in verse number 6 now. The multitudes of the camels shall cover your land, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense. They shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall ascend with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. See, in that day, it was a temple that God built. David built one, or Solomon built it. But in our day, you and I are the temple. He's going to glorify it. It's a house of his glory. He said, I'm going to come and live within you and make my home amongst you. Verse 8. Who are these who fly like a cloud and like doves to their roost? Surely the coastlands shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish will come first to bring your sons from afar, their silver and their gold with them. To the name of the Lord your God, to the Holy One of Israel, because he glorified you. The sons of foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, You can't take those verses. You can't take that out of the Bible. God did that. In my favor, I've had mercy on you. His wrath is reserved for those who commit the acts of abomination. All you got to do is live in Jesus' righteousness, and you'll never commit those acts again. Verse 11, therefore your gates shall be open continually. They'll not be shut day or night, that men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles and their kings in procession. For the nation and kingdom which will not serve you shall perish. For those nations shall be utterly ruined. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the pine, the box tree together to beautify the place of my sanctuary. In that day, they were building the sanctuary, the temple. But you're the temple. God wants to glorify you, and he's going to do it with his righteousness. And that brings his glory. I will make the place of my feet glorious. Also, the sons of those who afflicted you will come down to you. And all those who despise you shall fall prostrate at the soles of your feet. And they shall call you the city of the Lord, Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated so that no one went through you, I will make you an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. You shall drink the milk of the Gentiles and milk the breast of the kings. You shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior. Here comes Jesus being the Savior. And your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I'll bring gold. Instead of iron, I'll bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. Instead of stones, iron. I will also make your officers peace and your magistrates righteousness. Speak it with me. Your magistrates righteousness. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land, neither wasting nor destruction within your borders. But you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. Our God is still doing this in our land right here, right now. Verse number 19. The sun shall no longer be your light by day. Now we're in heaven. Nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you. But the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. Your people shall all be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one as strong as a nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. These are all promises that are concerning you and I in the end days. Isaiah chapter 60, the good news of salvation. This is the chapter about Jesus and his call, and then our call as the church. 61 is probably one of the most important chapters of your whole Bible that you get an understanding, and it's got a lot in it. You ready? Here we go. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Now watch this. Everything that you just saw right there, you can find in Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. That is the verses that are the call and the anointing that's on Jesus' life. All right? That's the call of Jesus, verses 1 and 2, halfway. But now comes our call, right now, the day of vengeance of our God. Jesus didn't do the vengeance, but you and I are. To comfort all who mourn, that's our responsibility. To console those who mourn in Zion. Look what it says. To give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. He doesn't want you crying. He doesn't want you mourning. Ecclesiastes says, I'm going to turn your mourning into dancing and your sorrow into joy. So when you get down underneath sorrow, you're down underneath the enemy. Crush it with the word of God. Oh my, I just get preaching. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. When you're down, you need praise. When you're mourning, you need joy. And dancing. You'd be like, Pastor, when you're mourning, how can you dance? It's because that's the answer. It's because that's the end. Not, you're not glad they've gone. You're not glad that it's over. You're not glad that that thing changed and you didn't want it to. But you're rejoicing in the fact that God Almighty's working in the inside of you. My goodness, I'm just preaching. Woo! The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness. Trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolation. They shall repair the ruined city, the desolation of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed their flocks. And the sons of the foreigners shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. You and I are called kings and priests, Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Isaiah chapter 60 just told us, arise, shine, for the glory of God's on you. Woo! Verse 7. Hold on just a second. This is verse 7. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Instead of confusion, you shall rejoice in your portion. In your land, you will possess double. Everlasting joy will be yours. No matter what the enemy has ever done to you, no matter what wickedness or perversion has ever happened to you, violence, offense, betrayal. God says double for your shame. Double honor. Really, Pastor? Yeah. Get his righteousness working in your life so that double honor can come to you and restoration happen. He's not only going to give you double honor, he's going to give you double for the shame the enemy has tried to steal from you. But you can't get it deciding that you're supposed to be broke, busted, and disgusted, and God did that to you because he didn't do it. The thief comes to steal from you, kill you, or destroy you. Jesus comes to give you abundant life in every area of your life. Woo! I told you these chapters are good. Look at verse 8. For I, the Lord, love justice. I love justice. Hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct your work in truth, the word. And I will make with them an everlasting covenant. Cannot go away. No matter what man does, this covenant doesn't go away. You've got to get into the kingdom. Not religiosity. Get into this kingdom. Ooh! Their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels, as the earth brings forth its bud, as for the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth. So the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Everybody just pause a minute. I got to find my notes here, so I know how many chapters to read. I just get reading and go. God is going to cover you with his robe of righteousness. It doesn't cover your sins. It deletes them. It annihilates them. Throws it in the sea of his forgetfulness. And by the blood of Jesus, you're made with white as snow, and you receive, you become his righteousness. For you don't have to sin. Unless someone teaches you that it's okay for you to do it. And it's not. His seed, his righteous seed is now in me. Wow. Isaiah. Isaiah 62. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a lamp that burns. The Gentiles shall see your righteousness. Her eyes shine, for your light has come. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, glorify your Father, which is in heaven. And all your kings and all kings, your glory, you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name. You shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no longer be termed forsaken, nor shall your land anymore be termed desolate, but you shall be called Hephzibah. And your land, Beulah, for the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a virgin, so shall your sons marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. Verse 6, I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent. And give him no rest until he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. And that says, give him no rest. That is a capital hymn. They were to speak the word until he came and made it happen. The Lord has sworn by his right hand, by the arm of his strength, I will no longer give your grain as food for your enemies, and the sons of the foreigner shall not drink your new wine for which you have labored, but those who have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord. Those who have brought it together shall drink it in my holy courts. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, take out the stones. Lift up a banner for the peoples. Indeed, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the world. Say to the daughter of Zion, surely your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Why? Because you decided to return to our God. Don't stay out there wandering around. Come to him. Isaiah 63. Pause for just a minute. I don't think I've ever taken a drink and had water splash up underneath these magnifiers. Isaiah 63, the Lord in judgment and salvation. Who is this who comes from Eden with a dyed garment from Bozrah? This is one who's glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. It's just Jesus. I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Why is your apparel red and your garments like one who treads in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the people no one was with me. For I have trodden them in my anger and trampled them in my fury. Their blood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my robes. For in the day of vengeance, for the day of vengeance is in my heart. I want you to notice that letter is my, is capitalized. And the year of my redeemed has come. That's a powerful statement. The year of my redeemed has come. Wow. I looked, but there was no one to help. And I wondered, there was no one to uphold. Therefore, my own arm brought salvation for me. Saying it again, my own fury has sustained me. I have trodden down the peoples in my anger, made them drunk in my fury, and brought down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not lie. So he became their savior. See, guys, it's not just church. You're going to find God, many of you, in a church. In our day, you're going to find God right here. On the internet like this. And that verse says, so he became their savior. And when he does, he gives you his righteousness to live by. Not yours, his. And his is perfect. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. And he bore them, and he carried them all the days of old. They rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. So he turned himself against them as an enemy, and he fought against them. He remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he who brought them up out of the sea, the shepherd of his flock? Where is he who put the Holy Spirit within them, who led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them to make for himself an everlasting name, who led them through the deep as a horse in the wilderness that they might not stumble, as a beast goes down into the valley. And the Spirit of the Lord causes him to rest. So you lead your people to make yourself a glorious name. Look down from heaven and see from your habitation, holy and glorious. Where are your zeal and your strength, the yearning of your heart and your mercies toward me? Are they restrained? Doubtless, you are our Father. Though Abraham was ignorant of us and Israel did not acknowledge us, you, O Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer from everlasting is your name. O Lord, why have you made us stray from your ways and hardened our heart from your fear? Return for your servant's sake the tribes of your inheritance. Your holy people have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down your sanctuary, who have become like those of old, over whom you never ruled, those who were never called by your name. Now, this is where we always do circle the wagons. Now think about it. We just read right here in this session. We read about their idolatry. Then we read that God's going to cause us to shine. Then we read that Jesus is coming. Then we read that God's going to take care of Zion. And then we read that God has great judgment against those who are perverse and wicked. But you don't have to have God's judgment on you. You just receive his righteousness. And then you got to find a place like, you don't have to find it. The Holy Spirit will lead you to a place like this one that will lead you and train you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That is his plan. And it'll cause you to begin to understand the glory of God that is actually living inside of you. He said, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, I will be to you a God. You shall be to me a people. And then he said, come out from among them and be ye separate. And I will be to you a father. And you shall be my children. That's what this is. We're still going to see Israel. They're still in bondage. And they're in Babylon. And Ezra goes back to build the temple. And Nehemiah goes back to build the wall. And we're going to see the rest of the prophets. We're going to see the rest of Kings and Chronicles. We'll read the books of Ezra and Nehemiah, Esther. And then there'll be 400 years of silence where God said nothing. And then he said, and you and I have Jesus for eternity. God will never leave us as long, never again. If you find yourself not being able to overcome sin, it's because you're trying to become righteous in your own strength. You can't do it. That's called self-righteousness. You got to receive the righteousness of Jesus. It's called the righteousness of faith. Pray the prayer of salvation with me. We'll be finished. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, you pray. I know I need you in my life every day, you say. According to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Say it. Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life right now. All of your love and your mercy. All of your grace and your righteousness. Filling every part of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Say it. So I live in power. Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language. And live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen, and amen, and amen. Welcome to the family of God. Rennie, we'll pray for you in just a minute. Welcome to the family of God. We're glad that you're here. My email address and website is right there. I encourage you, please send me an email. Say, Pastor, I just prayed the prayer. I'm not going to ask you for money. I'm not going to ask you for anything. Everything I have is free of charge. If there's no charge, there's no excuse. It's all right there available for you. My place is to help you walk with God. Please don't just go away. Send me an email and say, Pastor, help me walk with God. Those of you that's been with me for a number of years now, you might be struggling and not making it. Send me or send Sister Leanne an email and say, please help me walk with God. I'm not getting this. We'll help you. It doesn't matter how many times you've asked us for help. We're going to continue to help you because That's how God our Father is every day. We're here every day. Make sure you click like, love, click the subscribe button, so and hit the bell so you'll be notified every time you come that we're live. We're going to do this every single day this year and read the Bible through chronologically in 1 year. Welcome. We're glad to be a part of this. Now, Rennie Saju said, please pray for my family. I don't know this family, but you've never missed 1 second of any of their lives. And so right now, today, I pray for Rennie. I declare the eyes of their understanding are flooded with enlightenment. I pray it over everybody that's with us, anybody that will ever hear this video. Say it. Open my eyes, Jesus. Say this with me. Show me an infallible proof of who you are. Heal me in my body. Strengthen me in my spirit. I want to know your ways and know you. Father, bless them. Wherever they are, whatever's going on, we bind every force of the enemy. No weapon formed against them will prosper. Rennie is standing in the gap, making up the hedge, and we join our faith with him. You said where two of us agree is touching anything, nobody can stop it. And we give you glory. And we give you the honor. And we give you the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. My email address is there, Rennie. If you'd like to send me an email and tell us a little bit more about what's happening, we'll be glad to pray for you and to see you strengthened. Whatever nation of the world you're in, we want to take this word and get it there in that nation, in that native language. And if you're one of them that can help us do it, all you got to do is have the desire to make that happen, and I can help you make it happen in Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's all we got. Till we see you again. This is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. You can trust the majestic word of God. In Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and amen. Make sure you email me, Rennie. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do this. There's my email address. Till we see you again, may God bless you.